You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
This is Lisa Tarvis. I'm your host. You're listening to Just Believe on the Right Stream Network. We are going to have a fantastic guest giving readings tonight. Her specialty is astrology, so I think that's a little different than what we normally do, but she can do the readings just like we do every week, and I'm excited to have her on. I'm pretty sure she was a guest before, but it was quite a while ago that she was a guest on our show. I've got to really look into that. I'm pretty sure I already did, but I'm pretty sure she was on, I don't know, it had to have been a year or more ago. But anyway, her name is Michelle Avanti, and we'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. Just wanted to, again, welcome everyone to Just Believe, and we are, approaching Thanksgiving. My goodness, I can't believe that. Thanksgiving is just a few days away. I'm getting my grocery order together. Can't believe I have to cook Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday. But you know what? It's fun and it's exciting, and we have a great show that night too. By the way, on Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. So everybody catch that at 7 o'clock. We're going to be talking to Maureen Miles Bucci about her book, A Snobby Girl's Guide to Dealing with Cancer. So it's really, she's a great lady, and her book's really fantastic, so I'm excited about that. That's going to be this coming Thursday. Daria Ann and I will be interviewing Michelle, or Maureen, getting my M people messed up. Anyway, next up on the Right Stream lineup, after my show today, Monday, we have Military Monday with John D. Gresham. He'll be on tomorrow at 1 p.m. Tuesday, Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. She'll be on at 1. Wednesday, we have SEO Strategies with Snapperhead. Not sure if he's ready to start his show yet this month, but he's set up for starting on Wednesdays. Thursday, I just mentioned, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, and that's on at 7. And then Friday, we have the Speculative Fiction Cantina with S. Evan Townsend. He's on at 6 p.m. All of those are Eastern times, by the way, Eastern time zone, so if you are in a different time zone, you're going to have to do some math there. But anyway, I want to read my guest for tonight's bio, and then we're going to get to our callers. By the way, if you want to call in and get a reading, you can call 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. You can call that number and just listen to the show. If you want to talk to us, ask a question, get a reading, whatever, just press the 1 button. And when you press 1, we'll see you in the queue. And Daria, who's doing the screening tonight, she'll get to you, and we'll get you in our queue of people who want to talk to Michelle. Okay? So, anyway, moving on. Michelle Avanti, who has been teaching metaphysics since 1972, she is a metaphysical minister, an ISAR certified astrologer, an accredited fixed star analyst, an emotional freedom technique professional, and an award-winning author. Her book, Grihi, and I got to ask her if that's how to pronounce it. I meant to find that out before now, but I think it's Grihi. The Journey of Five has won 3 awards for Best Juvenile Fiction and Visionary Fiction. Her newest book is Birthday Archetypes, Keys to Understanding Yourself and Others. Michelle's articles and columns have been published in newspapers and magazines since 1982, and she has been a guest or host on over 3,500 radio shows. Michelle lives in Oregon while mentoring clients from all over the world by phone. You can contact Michelle through Facebook, and her Facebook address is facebook.com/Michelle Avanti, or Michelle.Avanti, by the way, Michelle.Avanti, and her last name is spelled A-V-A-N-T-I, and her Michelle is spelled with one L. Or you can email her directory at, or directly at astrologyandmore@gmail.com, and her her website is astrologyandmore.com. So I want to take a minute to welcome Michelle to the show. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you so much. I love being here. Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you. And weren't you on before?
Yes, I was. I think we talked about my archetype book, actually. That's
how I remember it.
But
that, I think that we did. I don't think we did like on-air readings. We did, I was talking to you about your book. Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Because I was trying to think, I didn't remember you doing readings on the show before, but then I'm thinking, I know, and Derry asked me that too. She's like, I know that name. I'm like, yeah, me too. I know I've talked to her before, but I just wasn't sure. I didn't think you had done readings. So anyway, that's really, really, really exciting. And now, did I pronounce the Grihi right?
You sure did. That's his name. I spelled him that way because it's the easy way to know how to pronounce it.
Exactly. Exactly. When I said it, I'm like, if I'm messing this up, I'm just dumb, because how can I mess this up? It's really clearly Grihi, but I just wanted to make sure. So that was your first book, Grihi, The Journey of Five. And then your second book, or this was your second and most recent book, is Birthday Archetypes, Keys to Understanding Yourself and Others.
I've actually had two other books in between, but they're not on these topics.
Okay.
My very first was Moods of Man. And it's a book of poetry and photograms that I did with I partnered with a friend who is a photogrammist. And so I did that years ago. And then I also did a book for a very famous labradoodle, Chasing Bocker's Tail. His name is Bocker, and he's out of New York. He's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for rescues and for needs of people as well.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. All right, well, that's fantastic. And I'm assuming your books are available on Amazon?
Yes, on Amazon, on my blog, on my website, or through my website to my blog. Yeah.
Right.
And also on eBay, even. I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you can find them all over the place. So.
Yeah, I've never actually looked on eBay for my book. I bet you it's there. Everything's on eBay, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I post my own books on eBay, but they're probably on there, too, by other people.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, then people can get it signed. If they get it from Amazon, they can't get it signed.
Right.
They would have to mail it to me to get it signed. So it's better to buy it on eBay or through my blog, then I'll sign it for you and personalize it.
Very cool. All right. So we've got a few people on the line here ready to talk to you. So let's bring them on. And now I want to talk a little bit about how you do your readings. You need, I'm assuming, a first name and a birth date, yes?
No, I actually, if we're doing astrology, I would need those things. But otherwise, no. All I need from the individual is a link to them, and that would be their voice. And I just follow that energy. So then whatever the question is, and I've lived my whole life with a very simple prayer, and that prayer is that I would be a vehicle for spirit to provide answers to individuals, no matter who they are, no matter what the question was, and without any concern on my own part. So I've always been able to do that. So,
well, that's awesome, and that's great, because everybody, you know, people, when they call in, a lot of people like to be, you know, kind of, they like to give us
anonymous. Food.
Possible. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, obviously, it's a radio show.
I've always carried that respect for individuals, even in my own clients, and sometimes they think I'm a nut job because I have clients for 30 years, and they might say, well, you remember? And I'll say, you know, I don't. It's very rare that I actually remember, because I have this door that opens and closes, and that's my respect for you, because it's your world. It's not mine. And when I work with an individual, I'm linking to their energy pattern, and I'm allowing their spiritual guides to use me to speak to them. Their guides know everything about them. I know nothing. And then that door closes and it opens for the next person. So I honestly, I've had people call me after a radio show and say, well, you know, you told me this. Do you remember? And what? And I'll say, you know, I'm so sorry. I don't remember because it's very, very, very rare.
Right.
The spirit has wanted something to, for some reason, has wanted me to recall. I just don't.
Yeah, you know, I have the same problem, actually. When I give readings, I find that I also can't remember. I'll have somebody come back, and I'll recognize their face immediately. Like, I'll be like, okay, I met this person before. I won't necessarily know if it was at a speaking thing, you know, something I was doing in somebody's home, like a party, or if it was some other speaking thing, or if they've been an actual client in person before. I won't know how I recognize them. And then they'll say, you know, you told me that last time, too. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, because I don't remember any of it. And I think people, I think that confuses them a little bit because they're like, how do you not remember? I'm like, well, because I see like a billion people, you know, I mean, it's like,
yeah,
years worth of people for me. That's a lot of people. So, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it for me. It just might be bad memory. I don't know, but I can't remember either. So, you know, and I think that's better. I think it's better, you know, because you're not like, you're starting over every time.
Right. I think I know it's absolute respect for the individual. I feel that, you know, your world is your world. I don't have any right to be in it, and I don't invade anyone's space. But if you have a question and you're there in front of me, I'm happy to open up and find that answer for you.
Right.
And then I close that door because it's not for me to be a part of your world that way. You know,
right.
Whatever's going on in your world is yours.
Yeah. For me, I'm not consciously doing it like you're doing it. I'm not consciously closing that door. It just automatically seems to happen for me because
it does for me too. It's just that I'm aware that what it does, you know, what I do.
Yeah, you're aware that's what's going on. Where I just sit there thinking, holy crap, I'm getting Alzheimer's or something. You know,
No. I don't think so. That's when you worry about not being able to remember what you put in the refrigerator and discover you have shoes in there.
Yeah. Oh God, my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and we were all on a mission to find her purse one day, and it was, she had brought it home with groceries and put it in the refrigerator. We found it in.
Yep.
So seriously, that can happen, people. Just saying. All right, so let's get started with some readings. Everybody, please remember, try and keep it to just one question if you can. And be specific about your questions so that Michelle can kind of dial in and know exactly what you want. We don't have time to do long readings here, so you know you've got to be a little more specific about what you want to know. So we're going to start with Sonia in Pennsylvania. Sonia, oh, hold on. Why can't I ever hit the buttons right? Sonia, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. You're on the air with Michelle and Lisa, and I just want to ask you, where in Pennsylvania are you from? You're local. You're actually close to me. Your area code is 610. So you're close to your Philly area.
The what?
Philadelphia area?
About an hour and a half from there.
Okay. All right. So you're in the suburbs with me. I'm in Pottstown.
Oh, okay. I know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so did you have a question for Michelle tonight?
Yes, I do. My question is concerning my present job. I wanted to see what the guys were picking up for me on my present job. As far as, you know, the job itself, me staying there, no job security. So I started working there. It was a permanent position. I started in April of this year.
Well, what the spiritual beings seem to be indicating for you is they're saying you actually have a breakthrough that's opening. There's a new beginning of some kind taking place in this job. And with it, you will... And you probably have already been doing this from what I'm feeling, but you seem to be walking a karmic walk, and you're coming through it. I feel like you're still, I want to say, three-quarters of the way through, not completely through it yet. I don't know if you know what I mean when I say a karmic walk, but it means that soul, before it came into the physicality, made a decision that it would make certain connections at certain times in your lifetime, and you are in that zone now. So this workplace that you are in is giving you the opportunity to work out some karmic issues with individuals there. And it may also be because they keep repeating to me that it has to do with permanency for you. There is a part of you that consciously says, I want permanency, and there's another part of you that absolutely doesn't want it. And that's the part from a past life where you were tied into something and couldn't actually get free of it. And so there's a part of you that has that. But you're coming through it, and they're saying that this job is a doorway for a long-term connection. Do not allow yourself to go through this experience where you start to have, as things change, a fear that it's going to fail or you're going to fail. All of these emotions that are rising to the surface in you are coming from this past karmic experience. And they're saying there's two key elements. One is that you have a terrible fear that you will fail or that the company will fail or that something that you do will cause you to not continue. And they're also saying that it brings up a lot of emotions where you start to feel sorry for yourself and feel like you don't get where you want to go. And it just is this cycle, a circle that is actually causing you to feel very, very bad. Don't go down that road. Whenever you find yourself starting, you need to take a deep breath and you need to say, all things are perfect every moment in time. I am the creator of my universe. I bring perfection with me as I go. If you'll do that, you bring yourself back into balance. Be aware that angels can always give you the information you need, and they're always there ready to help. Start talking to them and let them guide you. They're saying you will make changes and you will move forward. And when you move forward, you will do so and increase your income.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
I hope that's helpful to you.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I was asking, like I said, I like the job and the environment and everything. But, I guess I had a meeting with my boss last week, and, he did point out a few areas he wants to see improvement, and I was nervous.
Well, you can do them. There's nothing there you can't do from what Spirit is saying. Just don't go down the road of feeling you can't. Don't do that to yourself. You're better than that. Don't do that. Those are old things that are not, they don't need to be a part of this life. Let them go.
Right, because like I said, we had another meeting on Friday where I presented, a plan of how I want to be doing things, and he was, he had some positive feedback for me. He did say from the original meeting that we're going to revisit things in 30 days because, I did ask him flat out, am I going to lose my job? He says, no, I mean, these are just things, and he made me sign that paper with a list of things, so that's why I was a bit nervous.
So it's just constructive feedback, though, Sonia. I think it's just, everybody can do better. Everybody, there's some area where they can improve. And I think it's just something where, he's just telling you the areas where you can improve. Maybe it just gets you a bigger raise next year, if you listen to his advice, Sometimes they just want to know if you're listening, I think, too.
You're on the road to a good, to a successful experience. So just don't fear. Live in the space of knowing you are cause in your life, and that as you do these things that incorporate the things that he's asking you to do, you're just going to increase your income and increase your valuability to him and thus your long-term connection. You're in a good zone.
Oh, okay. I was just a bit nervous, that's all, and so I just wanted to... Because
you're
going to
do great. Pat yourself on the back and go forward.
Yeah. There you go. Great advice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Sonia. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. So we're going to move on to Laura from New Jersey. Laura, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I think you've called before. I recognize your name and your voice.
Yes. Yeah, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thanks for calling back. We appreciate it. We love people who call in often.
Thank you.
Did you have a call for or a question for Michelle?
I do. Michelle, I wanted to know, I have a dream of owning a home on a lake somewhere. And I was wondering if you are picking up whether or not that will happen and if you get a location around where I could start looking for that.
Well, what I'm getting actually is that what you're doing is you're building the strength to manifest that right now. So, yeah, it will happen. They're saying that you have this, I want to say there's a desire to put down roots. There's also something about the structure being something that is has been there a long time, or it's in a community that's a very old community. There's something that they're saying here that this is it's kind of a special place, and it's for you. It's a special place, and also for the people who live there. But they're saying it's an old established community, and they're saying it's a place that while you're driving yourself in this direction is you will feel more in control here. It's a place where you can feel in control. It's also a place where you will come out of this disconnect that you've been in for a while. There's a part of you that has not necessarily really integrated yourself into the community. And that disconnect will change when you move into this location. Asking where, if they could give me some idea where that would be. And what instead of giving me a location, what they're saying is there is a space, and you already know it, there's a place that you are tremendously passionate about, and that I believe they've given you enough clues here that you should know what that place is. Do you understand what they're saying?
Well, there's two possibilities. It could be either somewhere in North Carolina or it could be in New Jersey. If they could pinpoint which state, then I'll know
Yeah, they're saying North Carolina has foundations, and that's nice, and you could work through a lot of things there, but they're saying New Jersey is where the passion is.
Okay, then that tells me a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're repeating that, so they're definitely pointing to New Jersey. And it's a lovely old community, so it's one of those places you see in one of those Hallmark movies.
It's just the taxes are really high in that location, so I thought they might point me somewhere where it's a little less expensive.
They're saying you have what you need, and you will gain more by going to this location. The taxes may be high, but you're going to make more money in this location than you would if you went to North Carolina.
All right. Wow. Thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good luck, Laura. Good luck.
Thank you. Have
all
a
right.
good night.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you should send Lisa, post a picture of where you moved to. We'd all like to see it. I'd like to see it. Post it to my Facebook page.
Yeah, that would be cool. We would like to see it.
That'd
be awesome.
Yeah, it looks, I need to put the money up for the deposit. But, yeah, when I get there, I will. Thank you.
Don't set any – whatever you do, and this is for everybody who's listening, whenever you have a dream of something, don't set any kind of boundaries in front of you. Don't put limitations there. Don't say, well, it's going to be hard to come up with that down payment. Don't do that to yourself. You're not giving Spirit every opportunity to reward you with what you're asking for. Who knows what's in mind for you. They might have in mind that this man or woman or family needs to move in, and they'll work with you. So don't do that to yourself, okay? Stop that right now.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. I needed that eye-opener. I appreciate that.
Good
oh,
luck,
you're welcome.
Thanks so much for calling in, and your taxes can't be as bad in New Jersey as they are in Pennsylvania. That's all I got to say. Philadelphia suburbs, not a great place to live if you want low taxes.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of high taxes all over Oregon.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just weird how it goes. And it could go like, I swear, it changes from county to county, and it's just weird. I don't know. Anyway, all right. Thanks for calling in, Laura. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so, all right, we've got Ellen from New York. That sounds like a familiar name. Maybe everybody just sounds familiar to me tonight. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Just fine, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in. Did you have a question for Michelle?
Michelle, I am thinking of making a serious move across a couple of different states. Is it wise for me to do that?
They're saying that you actually this will bring you into a space of balance. Doing this is good for you. It is definitely a choice. They're not saying you have to do it. They're saying it's a choice. But they're saying this direction is something that you have been kind of gestating with for a long time, and something to do with money here. There is a statement of I've been putting together the money, and it looks very positive. It looks like it's very pretty well planned, actually. And they're saying also that it's just where you're looking at going. There's more socializing for you. There's more connections with people there. It just is nicer for you. But for some reason, they're also saying that you're divided with yourself about it, and this is because you're listening to others. You're listening to other people, and they're telling you, well, you shouldn't do that, or you should stay here, or whatever it is that they're saying. They've divided you. And it's fine to listen to everyone. I mean, I like to honor everyone in my world with their opinions, their thoughts, their ideas. But in the long run, it is your life. And so what you have to do is come back and take a deep breath and sit yourself down and just say, Spirit, what's my heart really saying? What is it I really want? When you do that, it becomes very clear because your desire is clear. They're saying you want to go to a place that is really home for you. It's a place where there's more nurturing, more emotional fulfillment. It is your home. So don't let everyone else's opinions direct you. You need to keep clear on your path. This is a good choice for you, a very good choice.
Wow. Thank you. I'm so happy I called and got that message from you.
You're so welcome. I'm so honored to be here today.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Really, I mean, you have great advice for people. It's not just like the reading part, but it's like how to actually make it happen and how to think, you know, because so many people get so anxious, I think, about whatever they're worrying about, whatever they're, you know, they're, the stuff that's going on with them. You know, they get so anxious about it that they get into a negative mind place, you know, you start thinking negatively and you start just causing yourself more anxiety. And then you start to manifest what you don't want in life instead of what you do want. And so I love that you actually, you know, tell people how to live with, you know, okay, this is what I see for you, and this is how you live with that choice. You know, how you live with this reading or whatever. You know, I just think it fits in really well, and it's practical. It's more practical than a lot of times people just say, you know, here's what's going to happen, and here you go, and bye-bye. And, you know, but you're giving them great advice, too, so I think that's great.
Well, thank you. You know, that's, to me, that's so important. Whenever we have a question that we're wrangling with, it's because we've gotten into emotional turmoil.
Yeah.
When we're in line with our hearts and we stay in that space, there is no real emotional turmoil. We know exactly where we're headed, so we need to kind of, like, divide that up, take that back out, and we can all do it. We can all do it, and that's why we're here for each other. You know, we have to be able to have someone that we connect with, and sometimes the people right around us are not the ones we can get that information from, and that's why we go to someone who's, you know, a metaphysician, and there's lots of us out there. So
yeah,
and hopefully.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's move on to Ramona from Nevada. Hello, Ramona.
Hello.
Thanks for
Hi,
calling.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey,
here
Ramona.
I am.
How are you?
She knows me. It is just incredible that I got to get to talk to you, Michelle, because I really want to talk to you. So here we are. 2 months ago, my husband died, and I just want to know, am I on the right track for my plan. I have a plan basically for the next year of what I want to do. And I just want to know, am I on the right track? Am I thinking clearly enough to make plans?
Spirit's saying you are, Ramona. Spirit's saying your intuition is very much right on. That's what they're saying. So what you're getting, your guidance, you're hearing it. They're saying they are already working with you on this. When I say they, to those in the audience who don't know what I'm talking about, it's your guides, your spiritual beings. When you call out and you ask for something to manifest, you're asking the universe to help you. And the universe has heard you, Ramona, and they're working with you on the inner planes to make it happen. Everything, as you know, happens from the inner to the outer. So you can't see it yet. It's not where you can touch it yet, but you are manifesting it, and they are helping you. They're also saying that just continue to move down this track. You are going in alignment with your heart, and keep the emotions to one side and stay in that logical pathway. They're saying you will be very comfortable. They're saying that you are in control and that this is just, I want to say, all the little ducks are in a row and it fits you perfectly.
Ah, great. Okay. That's wonderful. Yeah, it's a new business I want to start. So.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to have perfect control of it. It looks very, very good to me.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Like I said, I've been wanting to talk to you, and here you go.
Big hugs, Ramona. It's been many years.
As it has. Well, hopefully we'll get to talk again. Well, thank you very much.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For calling in, Ramona. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So that was somebody who's following you. That's very cool, right?
Yeah, Nevada. You know, I lived in Nevada for many years. I have over 400 clients in the state of Nevada.
Wow, amazing. Now, when you do readings, because I wanted to ask you this, when you do an astrology chart, not a reading, an astrology chart, do you do like for what's coming up for the next, are you forecasting for a year? Are you forecasting from the past? How do you do that?
When I work with a person in an astrological session, I come to the table with whatever's necessary for that person, not just their natal chart, but it may be that they have a child that they're concerned about, or they're married, or they have a relationship that's coming into fruition. It could be a number of charts that I come to the table with. And I always have the natal chart, the progress chart, and the transits, of course, whatever's going on in the sky. And when I look in terms of I look to see what is the overall pattern so that I get a feeling of what this individual, this soul, has come to do in this lifetime and where they may be in that journey. And then, of course, I focus in where they want me to focus. So they have really control that way, and they can tell me, well, you know, I'm really concerned about this, or spirit just makes certain things pop. Where spirit will be telling me you've got to look at their health because it's a health issue that they don't even know about. But I don't set it like inside a box where I say, well, I'm just going to do this year for you and you'll have to come back next. Not at all. I look to see what spirit has to say, what is the key points, what's the activity in this journey, in this chart. And then I go ahead and give that. And sometimes I give information that goes forward 20 years, 40 years.
Right.
I never know what I'm going to say, and I don't know. Every chart is completely unique. There are no charts that are the same. And we, of course, all have choices. Charts, astrology is a number of pictures that come together to align themselves like a puzzle. But the pictures, because they have many different sides, more like a Rubik's Cube, they can be a variety of choices that the soul has. So what we do when I look is I try to give them as many of those pictures so they can make a very conscious choice in the direction they want to go. Additionally, we all have challenges that are inherent in the natal chart, and different progressions and different transits can activate those challenges in such a way that the point that they're in their life is difficult. So I always make sure to, when I see challenges that are imminent or that are active, to go ahead and let them know when those challenges will be over and how to work with the challenge so that they don't fall into a deep abyss. We can all do that, and we don't need to do that. There's a saying with astrologers, if I can just get through this transit, my life will be better. So when you know what's happening, actually, I've had many people, once they're conscious of it, they actually work it, and that's the key. If you become conscious, for example, you could be married to someone, and we do this, we all do this. We draw into our lives someone who we have a magnetic connection with, and that's an astrological connection, a magnetic connection, and invariably, we also, in that individual's chart and in our chart, we activate a challenge of some kind that the individual has said before they came into the physicality, I will work this out. And invariably, that challenge was already set in the natal chart with the mother or the father or with both. It could also be with siblings, but it's usually the mother or the father. And then you bring in someone who activates that same challenge as your mate. So this can be a point of contention, but when an astrologer looks at this, what we're able to do is define who's responsible for what part of that challenge. And when you know that, then you can work it out. And we can also give you the information that you'll be able to use an astrological calendar and pinpoint those dates yourself. Mark them on the calendar so you're aware when you might blow up. You might say something you shouldn't say that you will regret. No one should say anything that they ever will regret. It's just not a good way to live. So best to walk the path of love and to apply that, even when you're getting an abrasive experience. If you will take a deep breath and step back and just ask angels, ask them, please, help me get through this is that I don't say something I don't want to say or do a harm that I don't want to do, you know.
Right.
And
right.
If you do that, you're going to be fine. But an astrologer can actually pinpoint those things, and that's what we do. You know, that's what I do when I work with clients. I want to make sure that their life goes more smoothly. That's the goal. That's the same goal that every spiritual master around you, every angel around you wants for you.
And it's really amazingly accurate. I used to go to an astrologer in my 20s. I guess I was probably in my 20s with my best friend from high school. She had found somebody, and we used to go like once a year and get our charts done for the next year. And I got to tell you, she was dead accurate. I mean, every time I was astounded. She was really pretty elderly when we were going, and I'm pretty sure she was in a retirement. Last time we went, she was in a retirement home. So I don't know. She's probably on the other side by now. But was really accurate, and I it's amazing to me how accurate. I mean, I'm like, where does she get this? I mean, it was just mind blowing. It was really interesting. So I recommend everyone.
People will say that they look at the chart and they go, how can you even see that in there? Well,
exactly.
when you know what you're doing, the astrological chart actually is it's the way I try to explain it to people so you understand it better. At the moment you take your first breath, these enormous magnetic electrical forces that we call planets and stars leave a statement in your DNA. They activate your DNA in a certain way when you take your first breath. And that is what we have devised in terms of trying to create this chart. And we've shown the activation. And then as the planets in the sky move, they create geometric patterns that reactivate the natal pattern in some fashion.
Right.
That's why it's so accurate. You're the one who designed it.
Yeah, which is mind-blowing, by the way. But everybody visit Michelle's website, astrologyandmore.com, or on Facebook. It's amazing how accurate it is. And you can get your chart done. It's actually it's so cool because it's something in writing in your hand that you have forever. You know what I mean? It's there, and it's something you can refer back to a lot. I just love it. So I just recommend.
Yeah, when I do it, I actually record it on an MP3.
Okay,
so
that's,
you can download it.
Right.
You can put it on your iPod. You can listen to it 10 years from now,
and
invariably the information it carries forward. Lots of
right.
things that I say carry forward.
Well, that's cool. Let's move on to our next caller, who's calling. Kathy is calling from Ontario, Canada. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. I had a question for Michelle. My health. Where should see it?
Well, what the spiritual being seems to be saying, you really are in a challenge. There's a you're like in a space where you're really. I want you to take a deep breath and try to relax because you're between the past and the future, and you're not staying here in the present. There's too much concern or too much worry, too much fear. You need to come into balance. They're saying that you will move forward. You will get organized. There seems to be a person who is working to help you, but it's really you more than the helpers. They're saying that you have the ability to heal, but stay organized. They're also saying, please listen to your guidance. Your guidance is what's giving you the information that is accurate. You're not getting that from people around you. You're not getting it from the society or the culture. They're saying you are you're pulled apart by all of that. And you need to, as I said to, I think, one of the other callers, take a deep breath, come into center. It's fine to listen to all of this if you want to, but you need to come into center and you need to ask yourself, what is it I want? And if what you your answer is, I want to be nurtured, I want to be loved, I want to be surrounded by peace, and I want to be healed, then that is where you need to stay. They're saying that is what you want. You want to be connected. There's a statement they're making to me that you have a desire to for family, you have desire to be nurtured, and you instead seem to be overwhelmed and you're drowning emotionally. What you must do for yourself, and this is what they're saying you need to do starting from this moment, you need to focus on what makes you happy. If you do that, you expand your world. It is already aligned with your wisdom, and this is the direction you can go to heal yourself. It's not the things you take in, and it is not the activity outside. It is more about the choice of happiness. You have been in a position that is very difficult. They're saying there have been sudden experiences that literally put you in a place where you say, I can't do this because, I can't do that because, and you feel like you're a martyr in this space. They're saying you are unraveling an ancient experience. It's an old experience that's reflected in this lifetime. It's an ancient experience. You are unraveling it. And this unraveling is going to lead you, if you will go down this path, it will lead you not just to health, but it will lead you to a space that is, I want to say permanent, in that you won't ever go back to this kind of experience. You won't go back to it. So it's a simple request they're making to you because of the request you've made to them. They're telling you, please focus on happiness. If you will do this, you will heal.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck, Kathy.
Thank you so well. I wish you every blessing, and I pray for you in my heart that you will do these things.
I'm definitely going to do them. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Everybody that's holding, stay on the air. We're stay on the line. We are going to get to you here. We are going to run a quick commercial break, and if you haven't called in and you want to call in, the number is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. When you call in, press 1, and Daria will get you in the queue. But for now, let's take a short break, and we'll be back with more from Michelle Avanti on Just Believe.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, tune in to Right Stream Radio Network for Just Believe with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Right Stream Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Diane.
And this is Denise.
And we want to invite you to listen to the History Goes Bump podcast.
Ghost tours for the theater of the mind.
The History Goes Bump podcast. A show featuring a look at historic locations, people, and events with a twist. This history podcast is haunted. So grab your slippers, hot chocolate, flashlight, and maybe even that baseball bat, and join us.
You can find the show at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and other various podcast catchers.
Check out the website at historygoesbump.com.
Keep it spooky.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost,
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for RightStream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. RightStream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. RightStream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network.
Everyone, welcome back. You're listening to Just Believe. We have Michelle Avanti with us tonight, and thank you for everyone that held on through the commercials and are still listening or still holding to talk to Michelle. And thanks to everybody in the chat room. We've got some fun stuff going on in the chat room tonight, which is always cool. I check in sometimes. Derry is in there all the time, talking to everybody, but I check in every so often, and try and comment here and there, but I have to mute myself, so it has to be when Michelle's talking. It's very complicated, or you hear my fingers tapping, and nobody wants to hear my nails clicking against the keyboard. That's really annoying. Anyway, so let's move on. Michelle, if you're ready, we're going to move on to Sherry in Texas.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Welcome, Sherry. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
Did you have a question for Michelle?
I did. I wanted to know what she saw as far as upcoming love life.
Okay.
I'm really interested in having a relationship, a long-term one, not just a one-night stand or anything like that, with somebody that would be okay with my spirituality.
Spirit is saying that you've been working towards this for a long time, and it's been kind of, I want to say it's been a long, hard journey. You've been slowly unraveling karmic past and releasing it. They're saying you are building the strength to get to where you want to go. There is a transformation still in front of you that you need to get through in order to get to where you want to go. That transformation involves a loss that took place. It looks a long time ago to me, and I don't think it was as an adult. I feel like it was when you were a child. There was a loss when you were probably around 7 years old, and they're saying that it was as though something was ripped away from you, and you felt tremendously emotionally distressed, and that loss you've never completely healed. Do you understand what they're referring back to? Because I could have the age wrong, but they keep repeating 7, so it's probably right.
It's probably right, but my childhood was so traumatic that number of things I wouldn't surprise me if something were outstanding.
Yes. Well, what happens with trauma, and we all have it in one degree or another, and, you know, I've worked with people with such difficult childhoods that it almost brings me to tears. I have to stay away from that because it's that every child doesn't have a wonderful, loving home. But we do have techniques that you can use to heal yourself of this. And a lot of the time, the trauma, when it's this bad, we bury it so far because it hurts so much. So we bury it and we don't remember it. But are you familiar with EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique?
The tapping?
Yes.
I've tried it before, and I think that tapping sounds good, but it would probably work in conjunction with other things.
Well,
it
depends on who you're working with. But if you have tried it, the key here, for those who are on the call who don't know what tapping is, back in 1992, Dr. Callahan, who is a psychiatrist, discovered accidentally that there is an activity that takes place when the mind makes certain statements. When you say things out loud and you tap on the meridian points in the body, you have the ability to release trauma that has actually been stuffed away inside the cellular memory. And it can have miracles with individuals. If the individuals are worked with, sometimes when you have something this deep, bringing it up and bringing it out can be a delicate experience and must be carefully. But whatever path you feel is the one for you to walk down to get that done, please walk it, because this is the transformation they're referring to. You have to reach a point, and I'll just bring this up as a very simple thing. This can be a simple way where spirit can help you through it without tapping or anything else, and that is if you can go back to the situation, and it doesn't mean the specifics. So it may be that your father was not quite there for you, and he may have been abusive. You would be able to go back, and you need to be able to say, I forgive you, I forgive me, I bless you, I bless me, I am grateful that you were in my life, and I'm grateful to have been in yours. That can be a very, very difficult thing to say, even to get out of your mouth, if you see the trauma still as it was then, which we do because of cellular memory. But if you keep repeating it, over a period of time, you're actually releasing it. And you will come to a point where you actually say those words and they actually mean what you're saying. To be able to say, I am grateful, when someone has hurt you significantly is not.
Well, how do I know what traumatic event that was? Because honestly, like I said, it was all bad, a lot of it.
Yes.
And
well,
so
the thing is, you don't
know
need to know
which one
it.
Is resonant. I
don't
know
even
which
need
one
the
is
event.
Holding me up. Okay.
Yeah, you don't even need to know the event. By going back to know the event, it brings all of that pain directly to you. When we do EFT, what happens is we start tapping at a top point, and what happens is the person is tapping, more of the stuff rises up through the cells, and they find themselves saying things that they didn't even know had happened or they didn't remember before, and that is the release action that happens with EFT if it's done properly.
Okay.
But
maybe I'm not doing it right or something.
You know, if you go to, I have a blog, even if you go to my website, right up at the top, it gives you the link to my blog. It's astrologyandmore.blogspot.com. If you go to that blog, I have a tab there that says EFT, tapping. And if you open that up, and anyone can do this, you can actually copy and download that, because that is the tapping sheet that I use when I do a workshop. And it kind of goes through it, it explains it, and it also shows all the tapping points. So, what you need to do is start a diary, just any piece of paper, a little booklet, and start writing down the trauma that you remember. And you write it down and give it some key words. For example, in my life, my mother was not, she was on medications for her heart, and she was not a very nice lady when part of the time, and she was part of the time the most wonderful person, but you never knew which part it was going to, you were going to experience. So she was like a minefield. That is, you know, you, when you look at the picture, you need to be able to start somewhere. And you can start at the very top, which is just knowing that this was a difficult experience. Eventually, you'll get and key in to specifics. But as you do that, you release them. You should get to a point where when you think of your dad, I feel like your dad has a lot to do with this. When you think of your dad, you should be able to say, he did the best he could based on his state of consciousness, and I honor that. And I, as soul, may not understand why I chose this dad, but I am grateful because I know there are lessons here that my soul wanted to learn. Now I need to take those and heal the experience so that I can find the gemstones in this rough. There are gemstones in there. Most people don't take the time to find them. They just stay in a space of fear or hatred even. And we need to come away from that, because that is actually like cutting off our own arm and just carrying it behind us. We don't want to do that. We want to put the body back together whole so we can be in a space of peace. And you need to come to that to be able to get to this experience that you want so much.
Do you see me getting there, though, with all the work I'm doing?
You're going to get there, yes. Spirit says once you come through the karma, there's a whole new beginning for you, a whole new life for you, and a whole new level of honesty for you. You will come to a new plateau of honesty where you're able to say, this is what I want, and I don't want that anymore, and I don't want this anymore. And you'll be able to really be honest with yourself about what you want, and then you have the opportunity to have what you want. So it's a journey that you're not done with yet. And I wish I could say it's tomorrow, but it's going to take you a little work. But you can do it. And once our consciousness changes and says, I can do it, we speed it up. So you can speed it up, and I'm right here pushing for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Good luck, Sherry.
Thank
you. Best of luck to you. All right. Bye-bye. You know, I just want to say I studied EFT and got certified in EFT and have to tell everybody, don't come to me for EFT, because honest to God, it's one of those things where, you know, to me, you really have to go to somebody who knows what they're doing. And I did know what I was doing with it when I first got certified, but haven't used it in years. I wouldn't trust myself to do it on somebody. I think it's such a powerful healing a healing modality that I wouldn't want to screw it up for somebody. You know what I mean? I don't advertise that I do it because of the fact that it's been so long, you know, but it is very powerful. So find somebody, make sure that, you know, that it's somebody who's currently practicing it and knows what they're doing. And because it's more than just the tapping at the right point. Your mind has to be at the right place too for the tapping to work.
That's why, you know, having someone who, you know, that's what I do EFT with people, and I've seen such miracles with it. I've worked with people who've had, you know, terrible abuse in childhood. It breaks your heart to even hear the stories.
I know.
We're able to heal them, and I love working with children because, oh, Lord, it's such a wonderful miracle when you help a child through trauma where they've been through a divorce and the one of the parents is just not all there for them. And you can help a child to get past that. And in childhood, that means that they won't have this experience later in life. They don't have to repeat an experience to learn from that experience. EFT is just incredible stuff.
It's very, very powerful. And I really think that, you know, you really have to, when you're working even with holistic modalities, when you're looking at these kind of things, you really need to get somebody who's really up to date on exactly, you know, what is using it currently. It's not somebody like me who used it, but it's been so long that I wouldn't trust myself to do it with that. I mean, I would if I restudied, you know what I mean? I'd have to go back and study it again and refresh my memory on a lot of stuff. But, you know, it's just not my specialty. So, you know, find somebody like Michelle does. You know, if you live where Michelle does, it's a great, great tool. And you can do it on yourself. But, you know, you do kind of have to know what you're doing. So, but it's really cool when you have, like, what you're talking about on your blog, Michelle, is that, you know, if you have something where you're explaining, okay, if you're suffering from this, this is what you tap, this is what your mind should be doing, and then, you know, that's really helpful to somebody who doesn't live where you live, you know, to be able to help themselves. So it is very powerful, and I wish Sherry the best of luck, and I hope she either finds somebody or definitely, you know, uses the resource you just offered and downloads that, because it can really help. And it sucks that so many people have bad childhoods. I had an awesome childhood. I just did. I was one of the lucky ones, apparently, because I hear horror stories every day with my clients, and I can't believe the horrible things that some adults have gone through as children, and some children are going through now. It just makes you sick. The thought of children being hurt emotionally, physically, anything, it's a thing for me. I really have a hard time with it. So, I think most people do. Now, you know, it's just, they shouldn't suffer, you know, they're little, they're innocent.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to Tanika in New York. Welcome to Just Believe, Tanika. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Michelle?
Hi, yes. I was reading about love and relationships. I can be as specific as you'd like me to be if you want.
Well, if you leave it as nebulous, I will just say whatever I get here. And you have said you want to know more about love and relationships, I assume, in your own world. And they're saying you have the ability to have tremendous success in this area. They're saying there is happiness, there is fun, there is favor. The biggest challenge you have, they're saying, is that you beat yourself up, that you second-guess who you are and second-guess what your choices are and how you make them. And you need to learn to honor that part of you. You know, when we're young or we're just getting into a new relationship, we have to pay attention to remain who we are and not become who we think this person wants. That's the biggest challenge most people have, and it's women and men, both of us. The men, to them, at a deep subconscious level, they see that as a challenge to win this beautiful woman. And the woman sees it as a challenge to become what this person may idolize. And those are subconscious things. They're not conscious things. But as a result, what happens when you get into a relationship, you find yourself saying some things and then later say, well, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I do this? What you need to do is, as you come into a situation where you're in a beginning stages of a relationship, perhaps you've just met this person, you need to take a deep breath and you need to say, remind yourself who you are, create a statement for who you are, and repeat that. And then go ahead and enjoy the relationship, the beginnings of it. But don't answer yes because he said, do you like lemonade? And there's a part of you that says, man, I really don't like lemonade, but he wants me to like lemonade because he likes it, so I'm going to say yes. Don't do that. Take a deep breath. Keep yourself centered. And they're saying you have a future with family, you have a future home, and you have a future that will be content. So they are giving you some wonderful statements. The only thing you have to remember is to honor who you are.
There's someone that I have feelings for that I'm hoping to have this family and life with. I've gotten a few readings that say they see it for us, but then also some of the readings have also said they see him currently right now starting a family with someone. it's someone that I have deep feelings for. I don't feel like it's over, and that's kind of shaken me up. I don't feel like it's over, but I really feel like he and I were meant to have that, if that makes sense. But I still have
trouble. Yeah, we can feel certain things, but you know what? What happens in the real world, in this physicality, I don't want to say the real world because it isn't the real world, but in this physicality, is that we all have individual choices, and we have more than one partner available to us. And sometimes the individual who you think you're going to be with does not turn out to be that individual. What you have to do is give yourself the freedom to allow change to take place. Spirit is not saying that this person you're focusing on right now is the one. They're not saying that to me. What you do have coming is someone who is going to make you much more happy than this person could ever make you. So what they want you to do is not see this as a futile effort to connect with this man, but rather to simply relax and allow things to surface, allow things to be what they are, so that you can see where you are, so you can become more of who you are. I hope that makes sense to you. You have so much good things coming to you that it does not appear that this is the man. And they're not saying he has to transform. They're saying he doesn't appear to be the man. Okay? I'm sorry to tell you that, because I know there's a part of you that's already attached and that's heartbreaking. But what you have coming is so much better. It's like, do you want, you know, this miniature Christmas tree, or do you want the whole Christmas tree? We've got a big Christmas tree coming for you.
No,
don't even look at that little one anymore. There's a big one coming.
Well, I just don't feel like it's over with him.
Well, it isn't as long as your heart is there. it can't be till you just say, well,
okay.
ask Spirit for some form of closure that
right.
will be as easy
Hello?
On your heart as it can be made, and then allow yourself to move forward, because Spirit's showing a lot of great things happening for you. You're on the right path.
Thanks for calling, Tanika. I think she got dropped. I heard her say hello, like she wasn't able to hear us anymore, and then the call dropped. Oh. But you know, I've got two pieces of advice for everybody, and I say this all the time, and I know I do. Two statements. One is, exes are exes for a reason. Totally believe that. If they're an ex, they're an ex for a reason. There are very, very, very few exceptions to that rule, but that's a rule. I just think if you ended it, it was just not meant to be. It just wasn't meant to be. And my other thing is, you know, what I've been saying a lot lately is some of God's greatest gifts are not giving you what you want. You know, they're the unanswered prayers. You know. I think that's a Garth Brooks song, and I'm really sorry about that, but it's the truth. You know, some of God's greatest gifts are the things that you don't get. They are the unanswered prayers that you don't have, you know, that you don't have the answer you want to hear, you know, because there's something so much better coming. You know, it's so important to remember that. So that's my lecture for the evening on relationships, exes, and all of that, because it's one of my things. I have lots of things. I keep saying that, but it's a thing I have.
I love it.
Well, whatever. I get so many of my clients that get mad at me when I tell them, no, this is not the guy for you. Get over him. It's over. You know, and they're like, I can't. I love him. I love him. I love him. I'm like, why? You know, I mean, a lot of times there's been so much trauma in this relationship, and it's just crazy. Just don't bother. Just, you know, let it go. Let it go, for goodness sakes. Anyway, let's move on to Patty in Illinois. Why aren't my buttons working? Hello,
Hello.
Patty.
Hi,
sorry,
how
about
are
that.
You?
I couldn't get the button.
This is another relationship question. I met someone from my past, and I was just wondering if there is going to be a relationship with this gentleman.
Well, you know, you're getting a real thumbs up from the spiritual beings, so it looks good to me. They're saying the choices you make now, you've already been trained to make, and it is going to be what they call a spiritual victory, which you can pat yourself on the back. It means that the lessons that Spirit has put in your path, you have learned. And
yay.
So now you're ready. They're saying you have also asked for change. You've asked for doorways to open and for love, doorways in love to open. And they're saying it's just a matter of going through the doorway. This man will come forward. And they're saying it is a new level of clarity that wasn't there before, able to see what is really wanted, what is really there. When we have a vision of clarity, we're able to move forward and to create what we really want. The time before when this person was in your life, neither of you had reached this point.
Is there a time frame when I'll hear from him again?
They're saying yes, yes. And it's probably about 10 days away.
About 10 days that I'll, and then we'll slowly start to develop this relationship?
Then you have to have the courage to go forward, they're saying, because then you seem to start to go into the past and drag the past to the future. They're warning you, don't do that. Live in the present. You will have to make agreements with yourself and with the universe as to what you want. You have not done that yet.
So I should do that now before we meet, or when we meet to settle all this?
They're saying you'll do it probably in the next 8 days.
So I'll hear from him within 10 days? I'm just clarifying, within 10 days that I'll hear from him?
I'll hear from him probably right about 10 days, and the epiphany that you need to make with your mind seems to take place as a result of a conversation in 8 days' time, not necessarily with him.
Okay. But as long as I get the thumbs up, I mean, okay, will I be with him on New Year's Eve? Will we start the new year together?
They're saying that opportunity exists and is most likely.
Oh, you are making my day. Thank you so much.
You know, it's your own self who makes it. I just am the mouthpiece.
Well, Spirit is
glad
putting a smile on my face.
I'd like to be the messenger of good news. I just can't control that, unfortunately.
Oh, well, hey, I'm. Thank you so much. You put a big smile on my face, and happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Any other messages?
Bye, Patty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Bye-bye. Oh, we should made her happy, you know? I mean, everybody...
You know, we have the ups and downs. This is life, you know?
It's not always what you want to hear, but it is what they're saying. And, you know, here's a situation where whether she was with this guy romantically in the past or whether, you know, whatever... Years go by. When it's something years go by, people change. And so that's the rare exception to my exes or exes for a reason thing. I think sometimes with time and with, you know, with life lessons, people change. And sometimes it does work. You know, that's the rare exception. And I hope she's one of those people who gets that rare exception, because that's totally cool. You know, it feels so comfortable, you know, that to already know someone and to be able to start something with them. So I think that's great. All right. Yeah, let's move on to Susan in California. We're going to take two more, and then we got to be done. So Susan from California, did you have a question? Thanks for calling in, by the way. Did you have a question for Michelle tonight?
Yeah, I might as well say relationship. Right now, my emotions are up and all over the place, if you can read anything, because of listening to all the other callers. I can relate to so many of it, so much what they're saying.
Exactly
with the children, everything, you know. So
exactly how are you phrasing this question so I get a handle?
Oh, about the relationship.
You just want to know where your relationship
is right now.
Well, they're saying there's an argument, or there's been an argument. There seems to be fighting here. It doesn't look like, but the fighting has two sides. Remember, because the other side is passion. But where you are right now, they're saying, is you're in a space of non-clarity. You're in a space where you're fighting with yourself. You're in a space where you need to stand still. That's what I usually tell people when I see this. This is a space of mood swings where your emotions are simply out of control. They're just all over the place, and you're allowing them to continue to be all over the place by focusing on the fact that they're all over the place. I'll make a comparison for you. You know, if you're in a pond, in a little water stream, and your wedding ring falls off, into the stream. You could panic and go completely nuts looking for it, or you could stand perfectly still and let the water clear, and you look down, and there's the ring, and you put your hand down and you grab it. That's what you need to do. You need to get into that space that's perfectly still, because your lack of clarity is causing your emotions to fly. Okay?
Uh-huh. Well,
okay.
In my dreams and my visions, everything is clear. It's when I wake up and other people come forward, and maybe we, by when words are said, that's when the what you're saying comes about.
Mm-hmm. But you need to bring yourself into center. Don't let anything that anyone says do that to you. They're saying you're in a space where there is a lot of love and a lot of emotional fulfillment, and you are connected, it seems, to someone who is really someone who can reciprocate with you. They're saying in the next period of, I want to say the next 6 weeks, it could be 6 days, I will ask them. They're saying intuitively you know exactly what the time frame is. They're saying there is a transformation that brings you a lot of emotional fulfillment and a lot of happiness. And this is all about love. This is about recognizing that the choices you make are in alignment with your heart, and that this person is aligned with your heart. You know, in relationships, as my nephew said when he was just 4 years old, he said, relationships are the hardest thing, Aunt Michelle. And I said, yeah, you're really right. They're hard because, as I said earlier, we have difficult challenges in our charts. And when we fall in love, we usually bring someone in who exacerbates one of those challenges or multiples of those challenges. We do that because we're not learning the lesson without having someone rub that area till we heal it. So,
or if a person pushes all your buttons that you're not used to and is
exactly
truthful and all of those things that you've never had a friendship with someone, it's confusing to me, the verbal.
Well, it also can be scary. So what you need to do is when you feel a button being pushed, you need to take a deep breath and you need to say, I'm going to think about what you said. I need a little time to consider it because there's an element of this that is new, that is maybe frightening. I'm not sure I understand it completely. So give me a little time and take the time to do that instead of reacting. Mm-hmm. The biggest challenge we have in any relationship is that we can react. When we react, we're not operating from our heart center. We're operating from fear. Anytime we operate from fear, we're activating something we don't want in our world. So when you start to feel that sense of fear, and we all have it, some of us do it where inside we recoil, and others we strike out. In your case, it's a striking out from what I'm
saying. No, actually, it's not striking, it's hiding. He brought out the verbal in me. So if I'm unsure, I will avoid. But he knows. We have this intuitive.
Well, that's what I mean by striking. He does bring out the verbal in you. I see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's fine. When I say strike, I'm not talking about hands. I'm talking about striking.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I've been through that, too. So
yeah. No, that's what I meant. I meant with the tongue, because that's what I have here.
Uh-huh.
But what you need to do is you need to learn, practice, saying, let me think about what you said.
Before I say
and
anything.
It's time to respond.
Okay.
Reactions are going to hurt you. They'll hurt him. They'll hurt you. And words, they're very, very hard to ever remove.
Yes.
If you say something and later you go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry I said that. You never actually remove the sting that comes from that strike. So you want to take the time to breathe in and to say, let me think about it. Practice that.
That's
and
our,
if you answer,
it's how you come across. We,
exactly.
Both of
sometimes
us, we both have that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you both have to practice it. And
yeah,
that's information that's so important because you guys have a good connection, a connection that has the ability to go the distance. You need to work with it. And that's what they mean when they say working on a relationship. We need to learn what it is that the other is vibrating to that frightens them and what frightens us, and work with it so that we can communicate without fear.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You can do this.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Good luck to you, Susan.
Thank you. You're making me believe again. Well, actually, I do. In my dreams, everything seems clear. It's just, again, if someone else comes along and says something, it brings up something from my past, and then I get that in that mood, like, okay, I start comparing, and he doesn't see
yes.
I think, too.
That's
common. I also suggest that you consider with the past like you've had, consider doing some EFT.
Right.
Even if all you did was a peace treatment with EFT, and that's a very, very simple thing. You just tap along the side of the palm of the hand, and with the four fingers from the other hand, doesn't matter which hand, okay? The side
mm-hmm.
of the palm, all the meridians end there. If you just tap there, and you do this every day, and you say in the morning, and it'll take you less than a minute, you say, even though in the past I've had challenges, and I've been hurt, and I've been used or abused, this day is new to me, and in this day, I will be guided by spirit, and I will find love in every moment. I will find perfection in everything, and I love and appreciate who I am. And if you just do that every morning, your life will change.
Okay. And what I was bringing up was when you were talking about the children, I was thinking of my kids, and I was getting very sad. And so when I was hearing the caller, and I don't know if you were picking that up, that I was saying about, because of the mistake I made, they lived this kind of life, and it was so unfair. So
you can't go down that road. That's
mm-hmm.
we could say something is unfair because we did this or because we did that. But if you step into a higher viewpoint, which is what every metaphysician will teach you to do, you will know that your children, though they are your children, they are also souls, and they may be souls that are even older than you. And they made choices. They knew this road would be the way it is, with all those rocks in the path, because the lessons that they are choosing to learn as soul needed those rocks to get to where they need to go.
Well, that's complicated. When you say
it
this,
is.
I can't.
You need to bless it and know that
okay.
in each moment you will do the best you can. That's all that spirit requires.
I can't go to that place because of what they endured with this person. I'll just say that they did what they could. They lived how they could in that situation. We
mm-hmm.
all did. And now we're just coming together. And when I hear what other people go through, and when I hear about the children, the innocence of it, it just, you know, it's hard for me because I wasn't there
it
for
is.
Them. I didn't know what was happening. But we didn't know what we were involved with. So, you know, I don't want to say they came to this earth to suffer that way.
No, we're not. I'm not actually saying they came to
okay,
suffer.
Okay, good.
They came
because I've heard people say that the kids were born to suffer the way they did with that person. So you're not saying that.
Well, there is some truth. There is some validity to that. But it also sounds so harsh when you say it in the physicality that a person who is caring will have a very hard time dealing with those words. Soul does know what it's coming into. Soul does. But soul also has the ability to make changes. When you're a child, you have the ability to make choices that don't necessarily make change on the outer, but they make change on the inner. And sometimes it is being a witness to abuse or being a part of the abuse that we learn to have greater compassion for others.
Yes.
There are so many elements to it.
Oh, yes.
What they
came out of it there, yes. One, my son, yes, came out. He's an empath. My daughter, well, on the other side, can't be touched. So what she endured, she can't show love to people in general.
Well, she'll have to learn that, though. That's going to be a hard lesson for her. She'll learn it. Someone will come along in her life that will change that picture for her.
I pray.
You probably are not the person who's going to do that. It's going
no,
to be
No, I'm
someone.
Not. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you so much. So that's why I was all over the place when I was listening to the calls. Okay.
Yeah, you take your for yourself.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Good luck.
Be kind. Be kind
okay.
to yourself.
Yes, kindness. Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Good
Bye.
Luck. Bye. Yeah, you know, it's so hard, especially as parents, when our kids go through stuff and, you know, you can't go down the woulda, shoulda, coulda road. I mean, it's just, you can't undo, you can't unring a bell. What happened, happened. And you do have to believe that, and I get what she's saying. She doesn't want to think that they were put here for, you know, the purpose of suffering, because that's not true at all. And anybody that would say that is, I mean, I again, like you said, I kind of get where it's coming from, but I think it's a, it's not a good way to put it. I think it's just part of their spiritual growth that they had to go through it, you know, for some kind of soul growth, you know. And I that's really, that is hard to think of, because you're their mom, these are your kids. You want to protect them. You want to, you know, wrap them in bubble wrap. You know, you don't want anything bad to happen to them, and it does.
Yeah.
You know, and it sucks. So, all right, we're going to take one more call, and then we're going to wrap it up. We're going to talk to Corinne from Massachusetts, who's been on hold forever. So let's get her on. Hi, Corinne. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. It's Corinne, actually, but that's
Corinne.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Hi, Corinne. Michelle.
Hi, Corinne.
Okay, so Michelle, you're just so wise, and I love everything you're saying. I just wanted to see if you might pick something up. Like, I don't have any specific question. I just wanted to kind of hear what you might say.
Well, what the group around you seems to indicate is that you need to laugh a lot more. They're saying that you have been in a space of a lot of stress, and stress is, there is a remedy for stress. It's a simple remedy. It's laughter. And
right.
Most people don't realize that that is the remedy, but it is. And they want you to practice laughter. They're saying there is a change taking place in your life. It is very motivating. It's really a good change, and you're going to move forward rapidly. You will put down new roots. Those roots are going to grow, and they will be steady. It is a steady, slow growth that is positive. It is healthy. It is passion. I don't want to say wild passion, but there is a passion there, and it also will be good in the long run for money as well. But that doesn't seem what they're emphasizing. Okay, they're emphasizing more the health and steady security of it. And they're saying that you'll see that within the next, I want to say 4 months. No, it's not 4 months. It's going to be, they're saying it's really up to you how soon it will be. So they're saying there's a transformation that will take you to a whole new level of comfort, a new level of emotional fulfillment. You will be more in control of your life, and you seem to be connected to someone else. In a way that you are family, that there is emotional fulfillment, and that you are no longer walking on eggs when you connect with them or talk to them. So it is very, very positive. It's not far away, though.
Okay, because I feel, Michelle, I feel like I do cackle quite a bit already.
Well, you need to do more, at least when you get stressed. That's the key. The key is
right.
To recognize to do it when you get stressed.
Okay. Well, that was very pleasant. Thank you so much.
Well, hopefully it gave you some insight. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it did. It definitely did. I appreciate it. I appreciate you too, Lisa.
Oh, I'm so happy that you held on, and all your action in the chat room and everything is awesome. So thank you very much. I appreciate your listening.
Sure. You guys have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Everybody, go to Michelle's website, astrologyandmore.com. I'm actually on it right now. I'm ordering my chart. But, you know, here's the problem. I don't know my time of birth. Do you really have to know the time of birth?
Oh, Lord, without the time of birth, you really can't. I don't know how the astrologer who worked with you got such an exact outcome for you.
Yeah, maybe I knew it then. You know, my mom.
So she used a noon chart for you then.
Well, or I mean, you know, this was a long time ago. My mom was still alive. My mom would have known what time I was born. You know, now I call my dad, and my dad, before he was sick, now he's suffering from pancreatic cancer right now, so I can't bug him with stuff like this. He wasn't sure. He thought it was like 5 something in the evening, and I totally believe it's an evening thing because I'm totally not a morning person, so I cannot believe I would have tried to come out in the morning. Just don't think I would have done it. But
yeah, I ask a lot of questions usually. What I tell my clients to do when they're not sure, or their parents says, well, I'm not sure, I asked them, well, this is, did you, was your dad going to work? Was it a day where he was off? Was it, was your, there's a million questions you can ask. So you,
so you
might want to buy some of those.
Like an idea of the time. You don't have to have the exact, like 5:10 or something.
No, the more exact everything will be for you. What I do when it's,
if your parents are gone, how the heck do you find out what time you were born?
Well, a lot of them actually are recorded on your birth certificate.
Yeah,
not all of them, but a lot of hospitals record the time. So
they
usually do a birth certificate.
I did look on my birth certificate, thinking that maybe it was there. I even looked on like my baptism gift certificate or gift certificate. Yeah, right. My baptism certificate. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
That would have been a few days later, though. Baptism doesn't happen until like a week or so.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe they put it on there. I don't know. I'm looking all over the place.
My mom put them in the Bible. A lot of parents do that, too. They'll put it in their Bible if you have a family Bible. But
I know that there were three pictures. There was one of those three-picture frames, you know, and it had my brother, me in the middle, and my sister, and it was our baby pictures that they took in the hospital back then when they were horrible baby pictures. And it had that little card that said my name, my parents' names, and my date, the date and my time of birth. So I'm just going to have to find those pictures somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the best thing. You really, when an astrologer asks you for the time of birth, it's because that exact moment when you took your first breath is the alignment of all the planets on your DNA. That's where they leave that imprint. And when we look at the transits, how the transits are applying, if we have the planets in different houses, we're still going to have all the planets are going to be correct, with the exception of the moon, which, of course, is a luminary, but the moon could be out of whack because the moon moves very rapidly. It moves through a sign every 2 days, 2.5 days. So everything else is going to be fine. But for us to get the full picture, which is the whole wheel, where those planets land in the wheel, it changes. Your wheel changes. The ascendant changes every 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that we can't find it, because there's other things that can be done. If a person has a child, or if they're married, we can use the child's chart or the husband's chart to be able to identify their chart. There are things that an astrologer can do. But it's always good to get it if you have the possibility of getting it. The more exact the time is, the more exact the timing will be that an astrologer gives you of events that will occur. So
My dad's in hospice. Well, he's home, but he's in hospice care, and he can't really.
Oh my
really...
Lord, I'm sorry, sweetie.
Yeah, it's horrible. But and my mom's already gone, so I'm like, I'm just gonna have to I can't send him on a search for this picture. So
no.
last time I asked him, and he's like, I swear I have it around here somewhere, and he was going through his paperwork trying to find it, and I'm like, you know what? All right, just let it go. I'll find it eventually. But, yeah, I'm going to definitely do that. But you can go to everybody listening, right, to astrologyandmore.com, and you can order your chart. You can order, gosh, there's all kinds of stuff. There's a natal chart, a yearly transit forecast, friends and lovers report, moving, astrocartography. I don't even want to know what that word is. Solar
astrocartography, and it's about location, where you live in locations. Different locations can have different emphases for you. Some can bring you success, some make you comfortable, some can be difficult.
You've also got your solar return report, your fixed star report, your personal calendar, your lucky times. I mean, that's really pretty cool. There's a lot of different stuff on there. So everybody go to her website and click on the, I think, where did I click? Like order your chart or something. Click here to order. And it's really reasonably priced. And, you know, seriously, I'm going to find out my time of birth and then I'm ordering it. So I think it's just great information. So thank you so much for being on the show, Michelle. I really, really appreciate it. And hope you will come back again soon.
Anytime you want me, you just let me know.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. I really appreciate it.
You take care and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. So that's it for Just Believe this week. Thank you, everyone who listened, is listening in the archives, has been in the chat room. We've been having lots of fun in the chat room tonight. Listen, next week, I'm going to be giving the readings next week. That's right, me. I'm really good at it, I swear. And I'm going to, yeah, that's going to be me. So next Sunday, it's me interviewing me doing psychic readings or something. Anyway, I am going to do that on Sunday. So that'll be, you know, everybody will be tired by Sunday from all the shopping from Black Friday. So you'll be all ready for reading. Call in 15 minutes ahead or, you know, right around 15 minutes ahead of time. And you're sure to get on if you do that, by the way. We start putting people in the queue at 6:45 p.m. Eastern time. So call in and we'll get you on the air for sure. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. And next up on the Right Stream lineup, tomorrow will be Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Visit us on our webpage at rightstreamradio.com. Follow us on Facebook at Rightstream, on Twitter at Rightstream, and you can find us on Facebook also, looking up Rightstream Radio Network. And my website, by the way, is lisatarvis.com. And I think that's pretty much all you guys can probably handle for one evening. So thank you again for listening. Talk to you all next week. Have a fantastic week. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Have a fantastic Black Friday. If you're one of those crazy people that actually go out and shop on Black Friday, I do not. But if you're into that, have a blast. And I'll talk to you all next Sunday. Thanks again. Bye.